Special experience by this Ktano. So she has this ascension of 90 days, and then it's followed by a Ria on the 91st day. So it's Aishai, why should it Aishai do? She's a regular woman. So she means Amisai. So that's because of the blood of Salochet, that even a regular young woman, if she has this ascension of 90 days, and the 91st day she has a Ria, so it's Aishai. So here too, the reason is why the price is saved. Immediately he has not only the loss of Amoshimir, Aishayda, Shmira, Aishayda, Khanosh, from Slate, and Mutire, over Shashim, the loss of Aishayda, because of the general being of Koli Shosha of all of the Moranis. The bless of being, the loss of his Aishayda. Aishayda. So then, Mimele, but that's one of them. Now, the other alternative is no. The alternative is no. That the reason as to why, in the case where she has a cessation of 90 days, no doubt, followed by a Ria on the 91st day, so it's Dayashaito, not because of Rabbanadim, who the Braise agrees with Rabbanadim, but here we don't have to have recourse to Rabbanadim. Here it's because inasmuch as she is it naked, shall be here's not only played, but she had mere fears. So melee, at first we thought that she established herself as a regular woman who is dark on the legs, but inasmuch as later on she had a cessation of 90 days no dawn, followed by Ria's dawn, on the 91st day, so the cessation of 90 days without them nullified the legal effect of this religious. As if she never had heard from it. So that's the business why it's Dayashan. If that is the Pshah, some Mele, not only is it Dayashaito, when she has a Ria's dam immediately after the cessation of 90 days. But even if she has another Ria 30 days later, after the Ria following the cessation of 90 days, it's also not a Shaiva, because we have to start from scratch again with this teenagers, as if she never had Ria's. These are the two alternatives. Oh, so male according to the first alternative, that in the case where she sees 30 days, when she sees down 30 days after the year following the cessation of 90 days, so the coming age days, so we have to say, so then the question arises, why does the price say that this innate case where three years and then she had a cessation of 90 days. So it's Dayosha, and then had the Ria on the 91st day, so it's Dayoshaito. And then she had another cessation of 90 days, followed by a Ria on the 92nd day. So it's again Dayoshaito. Why is she again Dayoshaito? Why is it again Dayoshaito? After all, sins, according to the first alternative, so we say that the moment she had three years, so she established herself in an irreversible way as a regular woman. So she acquired the status of a regular woman, of a younger, of a young adolescent woman. Some male, at the Rie, so the Rie after the first cessation of many days, because of her love, but the Rie after the second cessation, Why should it be Dayashaito? After all, she already had two years, and that's enough to show that she has a tendency to sit down after 90 days of no doubt. So then we have to say, according to the first alternative, we have to say that even though the Reishe accords with Rabe, but the Sefer accords with Rashino. That's a strange thing. He says, oh, Upyadushe, Zeh, ist kein Schaubohrer, Schaubschengen, Schnee, da ist halt auch. Asi goi chrep, dir rebe mit tamme meis leis, kir le chazi ali se teino. Since Rashi says, that according to the first alternative, in the Gemara, according to the first alternative in the Gemara, that hodok chazi leis, is mit tamme meis leis, so then we have to say, that the reason is why it's dayo shaito, the rie after the first cessation of 9 days is because of Rabbi Elazar's general principle. Mimele, the rie after the second cessation of 9 days should be tamimei sleis a contract. And the only reason is why the Braise says that in the mitzvahs we call the chasid that it's dayoshaito the rie after the second cessation of 9 days. Is only by Shaita because that part of the Braise represents the view of Rav Shimon ben Liel, so mainly to follow the other Braise that says that the Iskeno, Sho'ovuol or Sho'ovuol or Sho'ovuol is Daya Shaita, that line Mubeis, also represents the view of Rav Shimon ben Liel. Another view of Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, just as Rashi says, in connection with the ages, the years one of years, that once we assume that the three years established her as years one of years, Mimele, she told me that she told the VF first cessation, but the VA after the second cessation, according to the day, would be done this way. So, vis-a-vis, Skeno, so it's like, Skeno is certainly like it makes she gives my lyrics. So, certainly should be according to Rebbe, so the Rie, after the second cessation of 90 days, should be become Israel. So he says, in Piyuze, all the time the skin of Shabbat or Shoshim and Shiz, the day of Shaita has to the Rebbe, till Rebbe become Israel, till the Chazi will be Sivayna. The Chim Piresh Hashbam, בפירושי אחר דייר נידה that according to Rebbe so שכינו שבו השולשני is שיעי is מתאמן מישראלס מתאמן מישראלס. Now why can't we say after Rashi is only saying that in connection according to the first alternative but not according to the second alternative. And we pass for like the second alternative in the bio of the one. That's how Gidla Marav says. So the answer is this. True. In the according to Maskona of the Mori, according to Rav Gidla Marav, so vis-a-vis a Tinekesh or Egias Manu Hireis, so even though she had 3 years, but inasmuch as the 3 years were followed by a cessation of 90 days without dam, so that cessation of 90 days without dam nullified the legal effect of the 3 years. So she was preserved as the Kadmusa. So we start from scratch. That's true, according to Maskana of Gemore, in respect to the Tineke Shalikir Gamaliris. Since she's the Tineke Shalikir Gamaliris, but she had 3 years. But after the 3 years, she had the cessation of 9 days. So that nullified the legal effect of the 3 years. So we start from scratch. Mashein kin vis-a-vis keno. There we do not say that since she had Jim Lane is without dam, שמלא יצחזר את הקדושו, אולי ויזאבי תיני כשר הגיע הזמן ולירץ. So even though Chetri yes, and temporarily it appeared that she had the status, she established the status of Higiyas Manuiris, but once she had the cessation of 90 days, so she was Chizaris Lekadmuso, because they determined that the three years were just a mutation, an accident. He didn't establish her as a regular woman with dark husband. Vashenkin vis-a-vis Keno. So then, even according to Maskona of the Gemara, we don't say Chizar as a Kanusa. We don't say Chizar as a Kanusa. And the even according to Maskona of the Gemara, so vis-a-vis Keno, the only reason as to why by Skeno we say by Skeno we say that she is Dayoshaito after the cessation of 1 day because of Rablezel's general principle. This is Kashi against Rashi. So the Mushay is the people say, Hodi Tanya, Skeno Shobu. Olewa Sholashini Shneed Daish Haita Hasukur Jerebe, to Rebbe Mutan Yisrael, to Lechazi Yisiteino, even according to the second author. This, that it's told the two alternatives in respect to the Nekke Shoi Yigiyas Mano Yirez, so according to the second alternative, it's going to be more the Nekke Shoi Yigiyas Mano Yirez, if she has a cessation of 90 days without arm, so then it's Chorek Adnusa. That's only Shayach Regabi Tineikes, not Regabi Tzkeino. You think there's Arvam Lil Perushi Acher? Venir, the Royal Ashat Ristapit Bezeh, the Royal Leaf said, the Reish Rebbe said, the Mamed Rebbe. So how do you more have this of it? After all, according to the first alternative, we have to say that part of the Braise represents the view of Rebbe, part of the Braise represents the view of Ashkenamir. Isn't that strange? So that in itself should have been the best right that Holok Hazibain is his Dayesh Haito. In the Reish Rebbe, in the Name Rebbe, and in the Chazi Yisipeinu, in the Name Dayi Shaito, when the Chosru Vobru Ala Shoshim, the Kach Nire, the Akiru Sotei Yisrael Yirash, the Kach Nire the Akiru Mitam in Yisrael, the Chazi Yisipeinu, Shalach Rapsu Kashosh Yisrael, the Chazi Yisrael, the Akiru Mitam in Yisrael, the Chazi Yisipeinu, Shalach Rapsu Kashosh Yisrael, I think that there is a Torah Sefer, not Kof, there should be Beis. They have Sokas, Sholish, English, the Eid. They have the Rus record, the Domin, Daish, Haithat, and the Rebbe. Kiddush, Eid, Yaz, Mano, Yirei. They do it, the Eid, Yaz, Mano, Yirei, Yaz, Mano, Yirei, Yaz, Mano, Yirei, Yaz, he tries to escape from the other end. So he says, so Tisa says, no, not like Rashi. Rashi says that according to the first alternative in that Bible, that Holok Hazibayis is in common Israel. So then we have to say that once she has 3 years, so then she establishes the status. Establishes the status of a regular adolescent woman. Of a regular adolescent woman. And the reason as to why the Braise says that the re-efficient is by Shaito is because of the general principle. The general principle. Taisa says no. It's not on the basis, even if we say, like the first alternative, that in the case of Hodor Pachazi Venus, when she has a Riyah Dam 30 days after the Riyah following the first sensation, so it's in Tamameis Leis, we still don't treat her like a regular one. There is still a difference. There is still a difference. Why is there a difference? Because after all, she is a young child. She hasn't attained puberty as yet. She's only 11 years old, and she's not a Bastami. All right. So she had 3 years. She had 3 years. But since the 3 years were followed by the cessation of 90 days, so that undermines her establishment and determination as a regular adolescent woman. Voraya, we see that after the 3 years, so 90 days pass by and no doubt. So the cessation of 90 days establishes the fact that she is not a real bastard. So, and that's the reason as to why it's Dayashaito. Without recourse to the blessed. Even according to the first alternative in Abaye, we don't have to have recourse to the blessed. This is the point on which Tesis Chelik and Rashi. According to Rashi, so according to the first alternative of the Abaye Nimore, the Torah Chazi Venus is in town in Israel, then we have to say that the reason is why the Riyah after the cessation of 90 days is Dayashaito is based upon the Blessed Din. Like any other, the concrete taste says, even if we assume the Torah has a Venus, so is Mitam Nisleis, but the reason is why, so only in the case of Hodok has a Venus. Because since she had another Riyah 30 days after the Riyah that followed the cessation of 90 days, so that tends to show that she is already Bastami. Because if she hadn't been Bastami, how is it that she had another Riyah? So that's why it's the town days late. But in the case where she just had a Riyah after a cessation of 90 days, then we certainly assume that she's not the Bastam. Not the Bastam. Because she only had a Riyah after a cessation of 90 days, they chose she's not the Bastam. And if she's not the Bastam, so the reason as to why, if she has a Riyah after the cessation of 90 days, is Dayashaito, is not because of her Bastam, even according to the Rabbonu of Rabbonu. Because she's not the Basdomi. Because here, after we come and say, Kehazi is the dream of Shlach, Absakashoshin is the Shemis, Kapsakashoshin is Shemis, the Abusrepe, the Domin, Dai Shaita, Phil Rebbe, Kim Shalim Diaz Manoliris, the Inchil, the Inchil Diaz Manoliris, Riskeno, because she's not the Basdomi. You see, Rashi assumed that the only reason as to why we say Hodok Hazi Beinus in Tamei Israelis because since we are the Riyah of 30 days after the cessation of 90 days, after the Riyah that followed the cessation of 90 days is in Tamei Israelis, so that means that we consider her as already as a Basdomi, as we consider as a Basdomi once she had 3 Riyahs. And even if she has a sensation of 90 days, she is still considered as a Basdomi. And the only reason as to why is Dayashaito, because by a regular Basdomi also is Dayashaito. But that's the thing. This says, no, not Basdomi. But here, in view of the fact that she had another Riyah 30 days after the Riyah following the cessation, so Mimele, that indicates that she is not in Israel now, because if she had been in Israel now, why should she have another Riyah 30 days after the via that followed the cessation of 90 days, Mashein came in the case where she has a via after the second cessation, since the via came so late after a cessation of 90 days without dam, then we do say she's not the Basra. And that's why it's Vayashaito. It's Vayashaito. Then, so one thing is a pshitus basis, that let these are be it make a shaloi yias manolirais, a shaloi yias manolirais, but yet we yes, so even though at the outset it appeared to us she's already a regular, she had the status of a regular woman, but once she had a cessation of 90 days, then even according to the Rabbanon of Chablezer, that nullifies her status as a regular woman, the cessation of 90 days. But, according to the first alternative in Abaye, if the via following the cessation of 90 days is followed again 30 days later by another via, that's inconsistent with the status of Lav Basdami, so where we say she is Basdami. But if it isn't followed by another via 30 days, after the previous Riyah, so then we say she's not in Basra. That's a pshit. But Teisa says in Sofik now, according to Rav Lezer, Tzorich Yud, the Yiyaz Mano Lir, the overall of Sholeshen Yishmiz, the Rav Lezer of Yiyam Brunan Daya Shaito, Moi Biskeino Lirabot. According to Rav Lezer, the Kusetz, there is a special halacha in regard to every adolescent woman that if she had a cessation of 90 days without a dam, and then she had a riyah the 91st day, so it's dayashaito, whether suppose she has another cessation of 90 days after the riyah that took place on the 91st day. So she had another cessation of 90 days, and then she had the Riyah on the 92nd day, as of the previous Riyah, is it also by Shaito according to Rav Lezer, or it's not by Shaito? So Rashi says it's a pshites, because Rashi is Nidayik from the Lashon of the Braise, saying the Sefer, the Sefer, because the Braise says, And the Braise doesn't say as it says in the Reishe, or in the Mitzieseh. It says in the Mitzieseh, so that implies that if in the case of the Giyaz Manoli Reis, and the, so if she has a beer after the second cessation of 90 days, then it's Itam Reis Reis. Because if the Kavonas HaBrais had been that in the case of the Giyaz Manoli Reis, also the Rie after the second cessation is Dayash Haido, it should spell it out the way it spells it out in the Mitzvah. How is it in the Mitzvah it spells it out and here it's silent? So that was Rashi's deal. But this is all, that's not a compelling deal. So Mele Tisra says an alternative in his mind that even in the case of the deal, that means any woman, any young adolescent woman who has a tendency to menstruate, but if, according to Rav Lezer, if she had a cessation of 90 days without dam, And then Shedari is not on 91st day, so it's Dayashaito. Maybe, even if she has another cessation of 90 days, and the 92nd day, she has a Riyazdam, it's also Dayashaito. It's also Dayashaito. Oh, so then you ask, why doesn't the Braise spell it out, Veidavuolo Sholoshenis, Veirot, the Roasso, Dam, let's say on the 92nd day, is Dayashaita, the way it spells it out in the Mitzvah. So we could say the reason is why it spells it out in the Mitzvah is to tell us the other case, the third cessation, the Demis Vitam Neslais, that even by Tinekis Ktanos Loikis Manavirais, but once she has a third cessation, then it's followed by a Rie. Then even by Tinekis Ktano Shaloigas Manoirais isn't a mistress. But as far as the Rie following the second cessation, so it's Poshet that is Dayashaito. He doesn't have to spell it out. There he spells it out in order to tell us that the Rie after the third cessation is becoming a slave even by time. But there he doesn't have to tell us. So in other words, it's not a compelling deduction. But Rashi says in the report that in view of the fact that the price in the Sefer doesn't mention Veda or Gimelanis, the Ross on the 92nd day, is Dayashaito, so it's a Raya that in the case of Veda or Gimelanis Shneis, and then the Roasso is a family slave. Take it from the store. Some of them, eh? Take it from the store. Oh. It's all here. The Ishias Manoli Reis, the Opuolo, Shoei Shemi Shiis, the Rablezer Miyam, the Nagai, the Kaito, when he came on the Rabbonon, and the Ashmin of the Ishias Manoli Reis, the Nagai, the Kaito, and the Kaito, the Shoei Shemi Shiis, the Hava, the Busa Tveil, Nibloi Yigiyas Manu Lireis. Eil Yichiyah, that's Rashi's Hichoche. So he says, no, it's not a strong Hichoche. That the Luhas or Seif Chol Shem Shmiyas, the Tanu Meisleis. So Eil Yichiyah, that the Luhas or Seif Chol Shem Shmiyas, the Tanu Meisleis, the way Rashi reduces. The Matzino Neima, the Shuhoch Hashim Nibloi Yigiyas Manu Lireis, that the Luhoch and the Tanu Dishlish is Meisleis. So that is an open question. According to Rav Lezer, who says that any woman who has a cessation of 90 days without dam, and then she has a Rias dam after 90 days, on the 91st day, so it's Dayashaito. So the question is, what kind of aloha is it? Is it the same kind of aloha as Beres, Niko and Skeno and Katano, I mean Niktano, so they are it's aloha because they are types of women who are the cheskes in Shuwakistan. They are devoid of that. That's the reason why you like them. So Mele, according to the blazer, any woman, any regular woman, any young adolescent woman, if 90 days passed by and she didn't sit down, she is also misleged. And that's the reason. So then we have to say that even after this, the Gimelini Shnias, the Rehabilitation, like Skeno, like Moberes, like Tano, like all the other women who are Mishalokis in town. Or maybe not. After all, the average woman has a tendency to sit down. But we just saw this woman, she's a regular woman, and there is no reason as to why she should menstruate. But it happened that 90 days she had a cessation. So, as I says, inasmuch as the whole aloha of the Tamil slaves is the 100 Rabbonim Legabei Tachlis. Legabei Tachlis. Some Meiles. Some Meiles. We are Meikel. We should be Meikel. And we see that there is something the matter. There is a pathological condition overtaking that woman. So true, she's not considered as Becheskas and so like this. But there is a special reason as to why for 3 months she didn't menstruate. It's unusual. It's unnatural. So whatever the reason was, since the whole aloha of Tani makes Lake Siddur Abor, so here we have to be made. Not because the Blazer holds that this woman who didn't see Dam for 90 days, so is considered in the Cheskas as like a Cheskas. No, she's not considered. Just because one time she didn't see Dam for 90 days, so she's like a Cheskas. No, it's a special kulah in the God, because the whole thing is Mirabah. If we say it's a special kulah, not that she is considered analogous to Moiberes and to Iskeno and to Shana. But it's a special kule. So the special kule applies only to the Aviyah following the first cessation, not to the Aviyah following the second cessation. See, if we say that the reason is why Rabbi Lezer says that any woman who had a cessation of 90 days without Dam, and then she had a Rie. So it's Dai Shaito, because that woman is considered to be the Cheskas Mishlekes Dam. So then we should say that even the Rie after the second cessation should also be Dai Shaito, because she has to establish a Chazoke, a Professor Rebbe, 2 times. But if we say it's a special kule, so that applies without establishing chazok. The special kule applies only to the via after the first cessation, not to the via after the second cessation. That's the shaila in taste of. Bereits vorhin das Hinon, auch schon die Dias Manolireis, kam die Schöne da ihr Schalter, schnio mit Hammermeis Reis, Mane Rebbe, die Schiebe Schuhe. Für nur die Asin allein. According to the Gilse, it would follow that even by the Dias Manolireis, and the reason is why Pam Shneel is mitamna meisleis is only according to Rebbe, not according to Rebbe Gamliel. And that would be a big chiddush, because the Mishnah says in so many words that the Mishnah says in so many words ubameo amru dayoshaito b'riorisheino avo mishneel mitamna meis. Say that's only according to Rebbe, since the Siddur Poshut, according to everybody, according to Rashi Namri also. But if we accept that he has said, then it will follow. Elohim has the man of Rebbe, the Muchas, the Beishim, the Nishle, the Shmer Miri, the Tanish Kishi, Sarek Chanoshi, the Haim Mishim, the Trey Zimne, Abba Hazoke, the Vahid in Ischaske, the Mishim, the Aishai, the Shmi, the Tanish Nishle, the man of Rebbe, the Shibishu, to the Gassinole, El Hochegas, Man Rebbe. So Man Rebbe is referenced not to the same thing, but to the Reishe. But because the same thing that's according to everybody, by Idias Manoli Reis, so Shnio is the Tamil slave, according to everybody. Nature is Manoli Reis, and Shnishi is Arikhoan Oshi. Weil wir schon die Präsine habe Chazoke. Und weil ich mich Chazke und Tammeisle ist, byl lepším Gabriel a drýlý výzli a vytchovanoč. Why? But three times he certainly has okay, but the three which consummates the has okay, which culminates, consummates the has okay, that is the Ishaiz, that is the I don't say that he is one of the nation of the slaves. Or say the Kula only. This will be also a Rishaino who will be called. See the Knam, but no one would die a shy to be a Rishaino. Who must be snow for a chassid of Shem Gamliel. So, who must be snow for a chassid of Shem Gamliel. We cannot say that the Mishneh calls only the view of Rebbe and not the view of Shem Gamliel. Because the Mishneh certainly has to accord with the view of Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Pirik HaBoal Yivente, Amrim on Vestes, Isher Amuel, Sosom Untanik Rav Shimon Gamliel. Our Kerebel is Sosom Untanik. If this didn't the Mishneh, by Igiyaz Man Oliris, by Meo Omru Beri Orishenu, Avo Mishniyo Mitan Me Israelis, can only accord with the view of Rebbe, not in the view of Shem Gamliel. So that means that Stam Mishneh represents the view of Shem Gamliel. But why does the Gemara in Yevamah say that insofar as Vestas is concerned, so the Mishneh is same, like Shem Gamliel? So it's a raya that when the according to that Gilse, so it will follow that this is only true according to Rebbe, not according to Rebbe. You must listen now for Haskash and Amriya, because you know I said in your bonus layer, the Abba Yerbeke Amun and Beke Shambles and Tarek Hashem Liya, our Rebbe is also the time. Boy, we say today, the Reish of Hashem Amriya, teacher, Reish of Hashem Amriya, we say for Rebbe. That's great. We think, the Ocha Omar, die bei hier wir die Marzikino lo in Tamme Israels. Hier, so it's mentioned in the Kerek, that Rie that establishes the Chazoke, that is not in Tamme Israels. So, the Kerek of the Lamm is offering that we shall look of the Shono, Omar, the Inhaviris Marzikis, Omar di, let's say, so Omar di, Kalimi Shalok of Vishonoma, di Averis Michan the Haskins, Achashovash the Averis, Yad, Kins in a single keeper out in the red. Now, this thing of Kiffin should look up in the mountain. There is a lot of Kiffin. We know there are thousands of business, still a straight pair. Momo, but there is another type of this. That is an execution not directly to your dying, but all the gone. Chain sinesi lichi. There is a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that the Aleph and Beis. Misha loko bishono bezn machlis meisa nikife umachil meisi seirin hachikreisim is bakas. Now the Misha ran in Sanhedrin, so he discusses what kind of things where the Dalit is in bezn, so there are parshas in the Torah still there, straight there, but this kind of meisa the Torah doesn't discuss it. So, yes, there are two of them. One way is of saying that that's the other, but then the Ram rejects it, because if it's in the Rabbanon, so Besdin cannot be in Kaya. Dovah Preferet, if the Raisa is not Chayek, after all, to kill a person, Al-Tikome, if you put him in prison and then in the end he dies, so then that's Rishiche. So only if he shot, as we read a mill say, we take sure, so there's machination. Just as Shimon the Shatach once read it out, he said to someone who so was Reche for a Sus Bishabas. There's machination, so that's if he shot, but here it's not mentioned as a temporary measure. It's mentioned as the halacha l'deiros. So how could it be made rabbanon because of bez machination? So then he comes to the conclusion that it's halacha l'mishnas. It's halacha l'mishnas. Like, I'm not pleading that it's halacha l'mishnas. So this din of kippah is also halacha l'mishnas. And you see that this requires Sanhedrin and everything, I mean, all the din, Mardi, it's a lot of Sinai. So it's also a certain type of Chiyuv Mishnas Besen. Of course, unlike the Dalet Mishnas Besen, that is Yodayim, here it's already gone. And the Gemara says that means not Mishaloka Mishonah, any Malchus. But if somebody was in there, and it's a chorus, and he got Malkes, in other words, he ate Chil, or he ate Dam, he ate Chomets al Pesach, or he was Mechal in Kippah. So there is Kores, and if there is Asroye, so in Kapores Asroye, so there is Malkes too. So if he was either Nisha Kores, Nisha Loko Nishono, Bez Machlis Nisil Kippah, Umachilin, Eisei Seirin, praising his bakas. So the more as the kashim should walk of the shaman bears and gives me to keep a omarabiyami omarabshim the lokish ochen the malkish of krisis askim the gavre bark tole u ukrube udri mikrab tole the chim nikom in batal and napshim akribin omri mik tole ilu ye yeah. So in other words, so the aloha applies to a few malkes of the Nisa Kors. See, like Chilev, Dam, Skomet, Aloha, or Achilev, Sia, and Kippah. So, twice he was a great, so then the aloha is Bez Machnitz Neisil Kippah. Now, and the reason is why he's higher than Nisa of Kippah, so that's because he's chayev nisiv yishamayim anyway. Chorus, that's a nisiv yishamayim. So there is a loche of kippah. Now, the more the more that pervades on the base, so the more says, the loy bat nam yishaloka vishono bez machis tobacco. So in other words, so this real piece of kife, it applies to someone who was helping himself to behave there, to behave there, and it's a course, without any hesitance. So then he's hired Misaskin. Then he's hired Misaskin. That's the Allah. Now, of course, I mean, I heard from my father, it's powerful from the Gemara, like this, let's say, by Misas Bezmi. So, Chube is not effective. Let's say somebody was in Shal Shabbos, so here I'm sorry. The Asoye, the Apollos is going to be. Then it will be Chube. So, he'll believe himself of recent, or he will not believe himself. So, even more, the Pricey Maki says, Chagriyovi, he says, Bezmi, so, a Bezmi, so, a Bezmi shall not all be, and he will be Chube. But Chiyomim is Chores, if you be Chube, so then he takes off the Chiyomim. Machine kid. The Chiyomim is Chiyomim, Chiyomim, Chiyomim. Because the Chiyomim is of Chiyomim for Misa Chores several times is based upon the fact that healthy cuts me to be in there. In other words, so the Zeraye, he'll continue doing it. He already accustomed himself to believe in Zohar. And the presumption is that he'll continue doing it. So Mele is hiring, machining if he was stupid, then we cannot say the presumption is that he'll continue doing it. So Mele is not, so then he becomes potent. So even though the general rule in respect to Onshibes is that Chube is not effective, that's the Chiyuvim Bezmi of skills for the Ayur Chalek, because there you hire Mise for the Maisa Avera. So you need to go Chube and you are Tzadik. So Mele, you are still hiring Mise. Hashem came, Ligabi Kipe, so the Chiyuvim Mise is based upon the fact that Herzik has me. In a certain Avera, so it's based upon the Shem Roshem of Herzik has me. Yeah, here of course, if he does Chube, so then there is no Chazoke, of course Chube. Chube takes off the Chazoke. If he does Chube, then we don't say he'll continue eating Chayla. Because he already did Chube. Alright. Now, so this is the Kashi. So there, the Gemara says, that they are doing supposed machlekes of Rebbe and of Shimon Gamliel. According to Rebbe, so Loko Tishono and Yisachores, so then is Chayim Kipe. According to Shimon Gamliel, only if Loko Tishono the Hishri, then is Chayim. So the question is, you think that the whole Shimon Gamliel by here be it, that's the way, so, after the second V.A., the V.A. that comes after the second cessation, so it's not the Tamil-Israel, only the V.A. that comes after the third cessation of the according to Rebbe, even though according to Rebbe, two times established the Tamil-Israel, okay, so it should be the Tamil-Israel, the V after the second cessation. So we say no, that's Daishai. Why? Because that V that consummates the Chazokeh is not the Tamil-Israel. Over there we say, according to Rebbe, if it was either on Nisa Korah, twice, so he's already Chayiv Nisa Skin. But we should say there, after all the second time he is the Chayiv, so culminates and counselates the Chazoki that he's going to do it again. So Mele, for that second Achil of Chilech, should be the Chayiv Kipe. Just as we say here, that even according to Rebbe, that two times is still the Chazoki, but the second way is not the Talmud. The Yishlema, the host of King Shul, the Kavire, Ma'olun Lehom Tinachi, Amatam Shish, Ha'olokhe, Ha'chomim Tiknu, Meisleis, in says, oh, but they, since he was already who's that group, the second after the suddenly late, so he was already who's that as the Hoshe in a Nisakore, so he's Haifi. He doesn't want to. But over here, so the Kodesh Chachamim was that only the Ries, after she established herself in Chazoke to sit down, is becoming easy. Not the Ries that consummated her. Now, I said that the Machlekes, in order to explain the Ramoyer, and to explain these Nivomes, that Bisharabuet, so even Rebbe's made it that three times are necessary. That the Machlekes between Rebbe and Rashid and Gamliel is only in regard to the question whether two times shows the tendency or three times shows the tendency. Rebbe says two times shows tendency, and the Shin Amir says only three times show. Let's say the Kabbalisha Shemol of Nomeisma. But in regard to Shemol, it's not a question of tendency. It's not that certain accent are born with tendency to go. All accent are born in a certain way. They don't have a tendency to go, but certain accent establish a tendency through habit formation. So habit formation, that in Rebbe is made, that two times does not establish habits. Only three times. Only three times. As the Pshat indicates in the Bodhis, that vis-à-vis Shalomoji, Rebbe is made, that two times here we see that he wants an agreement that Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel are feeling as to whether when it's necessary that the person knows the high given. So Rebbe says if he was either two times on his accords and the high given. And Rav Shimon Gamliel says only if he was either three times on his accords. Only in the times of Nisakores, the truth, Kike is based upon habit formation, not an attendance. So, why does the Gemara say it's an evidence that according to Rebbe, it's Chayev Kike after he was in the Shteyaveres of Nisakores? After all, in order to establish a regular say habit. So even Rebbe is made it that he has to be either three times just as the Gabi Shamu. That seems to be a very strong caution. So we have to say, I mean, without this Gemara, I would say that the Chiyuv is based upon Rebbe's, the fact that he made it a habit. But currently, because of this Gemara, we have to say, the Chiyuv Kippah is not based upon the heavy foundation idea. Because after all, a human being, a Baal Chai, Ishayim, has no fear of his son Mele. They always say, if he made it a habit, if a certain Shayim made a habit to go, so then it becomes Helgon Astera. It becomes his natural tendency. His natural tendency as a result of the habit. It's an addict. But a human being is clear of his. So maybe even if somebody addicted himself 100 times to taking of drugs, we cannot say that he can't help it. He's less clear of his. In other words, of course, it's more difficult to curb, you know, the instinct. And if you did it many times, but it's more difficult. But yes, clear options. So there, the reason is why it's high Kippah is not because he establish the habit. Because the habit doesn't change his nature. Still, he still has clear hockey. So the reason is, if we see that a certain person, out of his own volition, shows a tendency to commit any misakoyes, that he is readily disposed towards any misakoyes, so melee is hyphy. So melee, it's not holding the shyly of heaven, but it shows, the question is, how many times indicated tendency. So it's the same question as the Isha Shemola is no base, the role of Mach. Now the Gemara is not so difficult, not so complicated. Up here, very my impression is that this is the most confusing Rashi dialogue. In my opinion, years ago, when I was in New York, there on the west side, they had like I own years ago. Now, so no cities here in Capitol, but say, 30 years ago, so you didn't have the Gagayon, you know, in old cities and in old sections of New York or Brooklyn, you had bought in certain places you had the Gagayon to eat every day. So on the west side, so they called it Rav Shochat Mamshur. So there they had the Gagayon to eat every day, you know. The Rebbe of the Dagayon, they happen to be in Talmud of Night, Henry Lewis, for this young man. So once he asked me when they were learning Midah to give the Payon, it was a certain Friday night. So the crowd of Payon, I asked him what their blood was. So he says, that you, the Trash, what the Trash is. He says, oh no, I'm not going to give you the Payon, that was. He said, why not? So he says, because it's too complicated. So I said, and the others will, so for them it's not too complicated. The others don't care, complicated, not complicated. But I cannot just run over the Rashi without explaining it. And when I feel that this Rashi is difficult and that Rashi is difficult, just be silent, you know, not to mention. I can't do that. I am not going to learn. Forget it. And then that I'll spend a few dafayonis, not one Friday night dafayonis, 1 hour, go over that long rush. So then they won't know what I'm talking about, but it'll be just as good if they won't know what I'm talking about. But I don't like to do that. So this is the most. Every time I go over the Rashi, I have to come 100%, because otherwise I'll become confused. All right, now the Gemara is a little easier. Kesem shem rishenu shniyo toy. שנמצא בבגדו של תמי כס, שלא הגיע זמנו ועד היצוי, דעקתה לב וחסכי לא מגיש. לתמי כס שלא הגיע זמנו לירס, אין, סוריה ראשינו, ידעי שייתו, וריו שניו, ידעי שייתו, וריו שלישיס, דן, יזמיתמי נאיס, So, suppose that in 80s had a kesem, and the undergarments. And that gets him appeared on the undergarments in the Shinoi Shniyo. In the Shinoi Shniyo. So of course it is Torah, because there is a loche. He make a show in years, manu lire in sapi, didn't show. Even in the din shom lochim midam, even if all the sheets are soiled with dam, so it should still fail. Because ksomim is only in the Rabbanon, midiraitse, the kesem, does not make anything. You know why not? Because midiraitse, a woman becomes a widow only if the discharge of dam is coupled with the argoshe. And kesem means that she didn't have argoshe. Of course, if the woman, you know, felt there was a discharge of dam, and then she inspected her undergarment, she saw that, that's not kesem, that's riyamavish. So when we say kesem, it means that the woman never felt, never had a sensation of that being discharged. But then, she took off the undergarment, she noticed that there was a spot. So that, so she's not male, she's not male. Because the element of our goshen is like, but the Rabbon is coming. So the Chachomim did not apply to Masksomi to implication of the Rabbon. Even if all the sheep are soiled in blood, but inasmuch as she didn't have any our goshen, so in melee, she failed. So, kesem, so that is certainly toya, because it is din shalom luchloch in the dam, so she's there. Suppose she was canon, and she had already one menstrual flow. And the second menstrual flow, and then she had kesef, the body. So the question is she male or she's not male? So chesti on our topic, miluchazia mitamo, meisreis. Suppose instead of having the kesef, she has a real discharge with kesef. So then she'll be mitamo meisreis. So male chesti says, if she has a kesef, she's also male. He's an amateur. The Rabbeer and the Matoya, Kindle is Haskin Dam, he's an amateur until she established herself. As it was coming, so then there is no Tumas Ksom. Haskin Matoya, the Betrezine is Haskin Dam, the Ada Hazoke, the Ahadre Hazie, the Tamil Mafreya, Alma the Haskin Dominu. But the tree that counsel is the chazoke is not done in Israel. But since the chazoke was already consummated, so mele kesem is mitame. Rabbeinu Chanina Amar Toya. Kibul is chaski mitame. Kolina kol zman shel nahalu bo adai tiras. Potentially, she is already bazdom. In case she'll sit down, should be contaminated, but actually we didn't carry it out as yet. Kofman shon da'arnu bo adayin tiras mozeken idom in tamma freya uigoz wa alkisim. Uigoz wa alkisim. Rabbi Yechama toya kino zafi dam kikam tamo mas tiklo radula loye yichim ma binzu mitzua shidomeo teirin. I don't know whether he went over the Mishnah about the Madalit. So there the Mishnah mentions the number of Machlekes in between the Shama and the Sira. The Shama are clear in the Sira, and the Kilim, of course, the Allah is like the Sira. But there the Mishnah says that's the Mishnah Sheino. So the Mishnah Sheino mentions different categories of women in regard to Dam Psur. Now, when a woman gets married, so after the Tashmish, after the first Tashmish, she usually has a discharge of Dam. And that Dam is now Daminus. That Dam doesn't come in from the Mokeya. That is Dam Makom in Asdodi. That Dam. So the Mishnah says, now turn to the Mishnah. That the first 4 nights when she sees Dam, which is not Asur, because that is certainly attributable to the Tashmish, will be sealing until it heals. She stops bleeding. The shaman is more like a leech, who is still in the military shabbos. Avalelis, who are so big of this, of the old, the shaman is more like a smitze, who is still in the trial of Pulo. Then, Rab says, the third line from the end of the moment, Omar, Beitres, is more like a leech, the Hanan Mileshali was, Abu Rafa, Ingwell, Bilas Mitzvah, Bisuloi. Then, that's the dynamic. But then, the Amroi Momisake, that doesn't make any difference. With this, a Tinekes, or a Naro, or a Bakeress, a Bakeress, Shalui Rafa, or a Bakeress, Shahuasa, for the base of the or any woman. Wherever she is, so if she bleeds, so only Nesimlo El Bilas Mitzvah is still there. But according to the Dina Mishneh, there are various categories. In other words, Tinei Kes, Shalom Yigiyas Manu Lireis, so then she is there, even though she bleeds, Achitech Yamako, and Yigiyas Manu Lireis, it is Manoliris, let's say she's an hour away. So when he says, so for my late she stay off, and then Rasa Veda base of the all, Rasa Veda base of the all, so then Kovalila Kulu. It's Kovalila Kulu. So why? So because it's not, they are not likely to sit down. Whether some male, if she does sit down, so we take it for granted that this down is down fully. But mask verbaloi bichima benzuli psulosh the male tailing. Mask verbaloi bichaskie ma benzuli psulosh the male tailing. So she is the case of the military magistrate Yamako. This to make is Ktamo. So he has no lyrics. So until it's completely healed, so then, is we are Tele in Damsuri. The age of the military in Dalit Leles. In other words, if it's he has no lyrics. So then, what lawyer was? So then, Dalit Leles, we still say. In other words, if she's in Avo and she already saw the base of here. Once, so then, so Kolaila Risheno, so she's there. The Avinatur Basra, the whole Kainlon, the whole man, Shedomel Tailing, in Lokesem. So the Alok is that as long as the Mel is there, So there is no automatic summing. It's coming with the Polisho, the Shabbin, Shetele, the Shinarasim, Kinegay, the Rishi Shalom, Ubisuro, Shinamoratele. That's the Aloha. That you learn in Simen Kuf Tzadik, the Inyan of Tzadik, inasmuch as Shabbin is only the Rabbanon. So the Atele there, that was the Kodesh Chacham. That the Gabbik Shabbin, you should be Tele there. What does it mean? Tele the Heter? Heter does not mean necessarily Heter. Either Heter, or if it's not involved any additional ism. For example, you have, let's say a certain undergarment that was worn by two men. So every day it was worn, the undergarment was worn by one woman, and the other every day it was worn by the second woman. And then it was inspected, and a kesem was found on the undergarment. So the question is, who should count? Who has to be separated from the husband? Both, or neither, or one? Now to say one, which one? By husband, by discriminating. So the halacha is, if let's say one woman who wore that garment happens to be shinarasim kinegedei, the other woman, so she's a soul of Bila anyway. And the other woman is not a shinazim, is an interest of Bila. So then there is a pragmatic reason to be tailored in shinazim kinegedei. So here we are not tailoring the heter. We are tailoring the isa. We are tailoring the isa because she's a soul anyway. So Mele, we arbitrarily say the kesem emanated from the Shemarasim Kinegedei. The kesem certainly emanated from one of the two women. We don't know whether women number one or women number two. Women number one is a Shemarasim Kinegedei. So we are tailored so that it will not be relevant to everyone. Because as far as the first woman is concerned, so she's a soul bylaw. She's a soul bylaw anyway. She's not sitting in the day. So this is what he says. The shopping should tailor, the shina sitting in the day, the shalom. If it happened to be the first day that she has to observe anyway, so Mele could say this problem is from this woman. So the other woman will be tail. Suppose the undergarment was worn by a young adolescent woman, that a male man, and by Iktano, so he has manoliris. Now, so then we are telling that the dam emanated from the Tano, because then it will not involve any incel. She'll be the terrorist of Bible. Because if the dam emanated from the Tano, so no probability, no certainty. It's the absolute, it's not the leaders, it's the leaders. So Mele, so we see that there is no Tumas Ksomi vis-a-vis a Ktano. So, the Chule Kaino of the Chos Manshke Melotelem in Lokese, the Ktano of the Kod Yisho, the Shomi Yishet Pele, the Yishmer Sein, the Medigay, the Yerishin Shalom, the Yisro, the Shot Melotelem, the Yosef Maino of the Lokese, the Apple Gabi Oas of Hamachas, that all those Russians that are know our failure. Why? Because we attribute it to Dam Suri. But suppose the dam that is discharged by these women look different than the dam she finds Bishastashmish. It looks different, the appearance. So then it's a raya that this dam is not dam of Bishastashmish. The Tamach Masashim. So the question is, just as Cheskia says, that in case each Tanosh when he has one of the earth, says he has to find the Kesem Anabeh between the second degree and the third degree. So inasmuch as the case, she'll have another degree. So she will be Tamei. So Mele the Kesem is also the Tamei. So here too, in respect to these notion that the Melotailing, but in case she'll have the Rias down, and it will look different to the down that comes out of Shasashi. So then she cannot be tailored in the Tashmish, because if it had been resulting from the Tashmish, so then it shouldn't have that appearance. It should have another appearance. And this is so. Why did it have this appearance? So here too. So now Thesis explains it more neatly. Vichima binzul zulishu meotir. Din ishtanu maro gomeo limocho. The appearance of the dam on the mar following the Tashmish is different than the appearance of the dam that came out of the Shastashmish. So then it's Meo. Vilu Motsa Kesem Lacha Tashmish is Meo. Kidi Isa Mefer Goyisho. Teilem Psuo Shalom Meo. Teheri. So, Umidoi Matli. Mashma achu adam mishune toir. So, and vis-a-vis ksomi, so we say that even if the dam is mishune, if the appearance of the kesem is mishune, it's also toir. So we see not like Cheskiyeh, because according to Cheskiyeh says, in view of the fact that in the case where she has a willow there, so it's Tomei, so Mele the Kesem is also Tomei. So, but here, if she has a real deer, and the Dam is Mishun and the Dam Tashmiz, so it's Tomei. But vis-a-vis Kesem, even if it's Mishun and the Dam Tashmiz, so it's still Toya. So here too, we should say, in regard to Iktano, who had the Kesem, Benchio and Shlishis, so true that in case she had a real dam, then it would be becoming a race. But right now the kesem should be toyer. So Omar Kule, Omar Rabbeichanen. Mishum Rav Yishua ben Yitzorok. No, Omer Rav Zeher, I'm sorry, it's good. So, Omer Rav Zeher, Zu Shir Pomosu, Vizu Ein Shir Pomosu. Now, what does Shir Pomosu? It's a difficult term, Shir Pomosu. Now, the Miri says that Shir Pomosu means a certain type, he mentions in Medrash, a certain type of a that means here she has a weakness, a chayri. Sirpon means a chayri. So there is one pshat that sirpon means fluid, something that flows. But the Miri says that sirpon means a chayri, a weakness. Here, so he has a sirpon of tare, a weakness to emanate a fluid that destroys it. A fluid which has a tendency to emanate something that destroys it. That destroys it. Why? Because in view of the fact that they got married as a tzulah, so then the first B.A. causes a certain soreness inside, and on account of that, so she has a tendency to have a flow of dam, the dam tzulah, until the mako is healed. So mele, there is a very legitimate circumstance to which to attribute the fact that it emanates from the wound that was caused by the tashmish, from the tashmish, the vizu ainsia pomatsu. But here, in the case of Iktano Shalei Yiasmano, inasmuch as she already had to the yes, and she doesn't have a tendency to have a flow of damtoya. Over there, until the mako is healed, she has a certain weakness and tendency to emanate, to have a discharge of damtoya, damsuri, until the moon is healed. Mashiach in here, so there is no seal part. That's Rashi's interpretation. The whole pshat, just the reverse. But it doesn't make any difference. It's the reverse in the pshat. I mean, in the meaning of Siopo. But longness wise, it doesn't make any difference. He says, so, according to Rashi, he says, Zu Siopo Motsu means Siopo Heta is Motsu. By the Psulo Shigamero Taylor. He said, my siopo heta it was. And according to Oro, so su siopo means siopo shalisa is mozo. By Kitano Shalidias Manolires, when being shio is licious, pirish, for his shio is atomic, because causing an atomic. So here she already has it showed the tendency to have a menstrual flow. Over there, she has it, and she showed the tendency to have a heta flow of the psuri. But here, the siopo of the tome is not pirish for siopo in the tome, the discussing atome, the psuri in siopo for what? I was sure. Now, for next week. Now, the other Gemara, you see, this Gemara is very complicated. You have to cover it very, very slowly. The other Gemara, I mean, so just for next week, we should go over I think that you already went over this Gemara once. But, won't do any harm. Go over it again. I mean, just ignore the Rashi. From the Mishnah, that is all right. There is soil and country until I think that you went over this tomorrow. Until the Mishnah, that design and all of the Rabbi Shammai.